It's written that moving is more stressful than divorce. Now, I've never been divorced, but I have moved. I've read an article where the author moved 17 times in 15 years. And I haven't moved more than once in 14 and a half years recently, which is what we're going to talk about. A little fun fact for you. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, they say that it's an estimated 40 million Americans that move. That's about 14% of the population. Blew my mind away. But there's a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of debating, a whole lot of fun logistics. And we made the move from Michigan to North Carolina. There's a whole lot of fun in the sun to come. But before we got here, oh dear. Stay with us on this episode of Beyond My Day Job, where we typically talk about high effort hobbies. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one hobby I don't want to continue. Stay tuned. Cameron Miller.
Lonnie Miller.
Or dad to you.
Or dad.
Happy evening. You've been working all day?
Worked for 9 hours.
Yes, at the golf course.
At the golf course.
All right. Well, I'll let you finish off your evening with a honest, candid discussion with me about the big project that we undertook this summer.
Couldn't ask for anything better.
Boy, you know how to suck up, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question. Where are you right now?
Currently, I am on my bed in the white household basement.
What state are you in?
I am in Michigan.
You're in Michigan. Where am I?
North Carolina.
Got it. Okay. So, how'd that happen?
You guys moved, and I stayed here to work. And that was that.
Okay. So let's back the train up a little bit. Okay. What were your thoughts when you first found out we were going to move?
I was a little sad, actually.
Sad?
I was.
Why?
I made some really good friends here, so I was sad that I probably won't be able to see them as much as I could if you guys were staying here.
Well, you are going away to college out of state anyway, correct?
Yeah, but I'd have that. I'd be able to come back here and stay with you guys in the summers or winters and still be able to see them.
So basically, we would just be a bedroom convenience for you during the summers after college, that you would just stay there and sleep and go be with your friends.
Yeah, it'd be a pit stop.
A pit stop, right. Good. I'm glad all of our years of rearing have boiled down to the parental pit stop. Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
That. Okay. Yeah. But we threw a monkey wrench in that plan, didn't we?
You sure did.
Nothing of ill-spirited intents, but I'm curious now for my second question. How is it being away from us?
It's different.
What does it's different mean?
It's a different experience, just not having somebody either constantly checking up on you or, seeing my parents every day like I have for the, previous 18 and a half years, basically.
Do you like it?
Yeah, actually. not in a spiteful way, but it was kind of a cool experience, being able to make decisions on my own. And
okay. What kind of decisions? What kind of decisions are you making on your own now?
Usually what I eat, what time I wake up, how late I stay up.
Wow. Sounds like college life.
A little bit.
Okay.
But no freshman 15.
Yeah, let's try not to go there.
It's my goal.
Yeah. Okay. So have you been in touch with your mom or sister much while we've been gone?
Well, I have.
Okay. And we've been gone for about 3 weeks. So we're just under a month.
That
it's all done. So it's all fresh. How often do you talk to your sister or your mom?
Almost every couple of days.
Okay. All right. What does your sister say to you when you talk?
She's excited to see me when I get there, or we just talk about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Throughout the day or week.
Do you miss her?
Yeah.
What do you miss about your sister? She's, by the way, those of you listening, Cameron and Jalen are twins. So Jalen moved down with us. You'll hear her in this segment. What do you miss about her?
I mean, nothing too specific. I just, you know, I always enjoy my time around her. So I just miss being able to see her.
See her. What if she just sent you a picture of her? Would that be good enough?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. What do you miss about your mom?
I miss probably, you know, joking or laughing or just hanging out with her.
Okay. All right. Yep. I would say that's a good thing to miss.
Yeah.
Okay. Third question. What was your favorite and what's your worst part of this whole move process?
Worst part, I really don't know. Probably, first couple nights, cause it was just a little weird. Not having you guys around.
Okay.
Best part, probably just, the time I've been able to spend with some of my close friends, which has been nice before I leave.
Okay. All right. What are you looking forward to? Because in August, you're coming down.
I am, yeah.
You are. Ooh, notice his voice change, ladies and gentlemen, when he said I am. Oh, what's behind that?
You know, I was probably a little nervous about the future and what lies ahead for me.
What do you mean?
It's a big change that'll happen in my life, so.
Such as?
I'm nervous about it. College.
Okay.
Living away permanently almost. Starting classes and a lot of pressure.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. You'll have a pool down here for the week you're here.
About a week, yeah.
So we chose to let you stay up there. Why?
Work.
Work. That's right. Money for
college.
Yes. You've got a sweet little golf course job. So wisdom of your mom. I probably would have had you as slave labor down here during the move and everything. So your mom's a wiser woman than me. So you're there so you can still work and then you'll come down. Any advice for your friends whose parents move on them?
Sorry, what was that?
Any advice for any of your friends or anybody listening whose parents may up and move on them?
Just try to go with the flow because you can't really control any of it since it's not your decision. So you just got to roll with the punches. That's what I did.
Gee, you sound like a basketball coach or something. But, you know. Yeah. Okay. Any questions for your dad since, you know, we've been thinking about this whole topic?
What's your best and worst part about leaving me?
Ooh, made it personal, didn't you?
It did.
You're a funny kid, so I miss that. Best part is seeing you hopefully learn from any mistakes that you've made that maybe we don't know about, or you becoming more confident to be a little bit more on your own.
Yeah, those are good.
Well, I mean it. So, okay. Well, I just want you to know that your sister misses you a lot, and we look forward to seeing you here shortly. And for those of you listening still on Beyond My Day Job, my son Cameron here will enjoy his time for the rest of the summer still in Michigan. And some good family friends taking good care of him that we're grateful for. And that nearly rounds out the Miller perspectives on this whole move. When
we kind of take a look at this maybe a year later. We'll see how we all feel still, but we're kind of pregnant with this decision, so we're moving through with it. All right, Cameron, have a great night, and we'll talk soon.
All right, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Bye. Quick editorial note, the next segment, you may be annoyed, as am I, at the impression you have of me talking over the other guests, and part of that was driven by the lag in the group call that my wife, daughters, and our friend were on while I was talking. While we were executing the interview, it was a clean, adjacent question-response. You're going to hear it as if I'm actually talking over them. Apologies. All right. So, girl power.
Woohoo!
Girl power.
We have my awesome wife and daughters, and we're waiting for one super close family friend, Dania, to join us, but I'm bringing y'all into the discussion here because our listeners are curious about what it's like to move. So I want to open the discussion real quickly with an opinion or two from my wife, Marie. The best part, worst part, and stupidest thing that happened during our move from Michigan to North Carolina.
Amazing. Also, just to let you know, Dania has arrived.
She's in the house. All right. Excellent. Perfect. All right, because we're going to switch to Dania in a minute because you've been there, done that, and I want to know what we're in for being an ex-Yankee in Nashville. By the way, folks I'm talking to are in Nashville, Tennessee. Giddy up. Okay, so Marie, the best part, worst part, and stupidest part of the move.
Okay, so I guess the best part, I would say, was feeling all the love from the people just closest to us. So whether it was our family friends, whether it was our small group, whether it was people that I taught with, people in the neighborhood, just they showered us and just like killed us with kindness, basically. So that was really cool.
I'd agree with you. That was really good.
Weeping moments, many weeping moments.
So what was the worst part of the move?
The worst part was probably the times that I would have to become emotionally unattached
to who?
To things. Not to anybody, just to things. And so just that's hard to do.
We purged.
Major purging had to happen, and I had to have moments. Like, you wanted to just like put it to the trash within 2 seconds, and I'm like, I need about 2 weeks to deal with that. So it was just that type of thing, becoming emotionally unattached, the process of
but
that.
It feels good though, doesn't it?
Okay,
sure.
still dealing with that.
I feel I've created some scar tissue. It's going to come back to bite me as the husband in this process.
No, it's all good.
Okay, dear daughters, I'm coming to you in a moment. Dania.
Oh, he didn't hear that. He didn't hear that.
What did we not?
I said if I can get a new catch out of it, we'll be all good.
No, we're good. No, sorry. See, ladies and gentlemen, American decision making on the fly here, right in front of you live.
Right.
Dania. Okay, how long ago did you move to Nashville?
Eight years.
Okay, so we are a whole 3 weeks into it, moving from the Great White North to the sweltering South. What are we in for, Dania?
Well, you're in for lots of sweet tea.
And dentist appointments.
Yes. And super kind people. Like, people don't use their horns. They wait for you to turn left. And they're late for appointments.
Like, how late? What do you mean late for appointments?
Well, like, you know, like when people show up, it's for like restaurant or something. It's at least 15 minutes.
Really?
Late.
Because they're waiting for people to turn left. They're allowing them to go.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's just, it's a slower pace. Even in Nashville, that's bustling. It's still very slow.
Okay. Well, that
I've noticed a lot of hugs. People just hug first time, like not even knowing you.
Oh, lots of hugs.
I didn't get hugs at work when I came down here. There were no hugs when I got to the office down here. No, sorry. I got hugs from my awesome friends up north, but yeah. Okay. What else are we in for, Dania?
Good food.
Good food.
Second that.
Good barbecue, good fried food.
Pigs don't have a chance in you know what in the South down here, do they? Like, if you're pork, pigs, you are done as a pig.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and peaches from Georgia. Oh.
No.
Boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts is more. They could be in North Carolina. I don't like boiled peanuts.
That sounds gross.
But that's kind of Atlanta or Georgia boiled peanuts. Okay.
No snow.
That was part of our motive.
But you can keep. Yes, but you can also be prepared for people freaking out at the possibility of snow.
It's like a run on the grocery store. Like it's going to clear out if they think.
Like, yes. And storms, at least in Nashville, if it's going to storm, like just even like rainstorm.
Wow.
They freak out.
Well, we get the residual of hurricanes in our part of North Carolina. So.
Yes. Yeah, so you will have a lot of
freak outs.
Running through storms. Freak out. Yes.
Oh, okay. What's one thing, Dania, you miss about living in the North?
The mild summers.
Say that again.
And the mild summers. Yes. Like, summers are mild compared to here. And I miss the deep fall colors. Mm-hmm. Like, you have fall colors in the South, but not the vibrancy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Jaylen, youngest daughter. But the one who's going for the full ride with mom and dad down here, what's been the best part of the move?
Relax.
Why am I laughing so hard? Because I'm thinking about the actual move itself. And, you know, you had to go through the same.
There were no days off.
What do you mean no days off?
Like during the move is packing and pitching and purging.
Was I a fun guy to be around during that preparation stage? Oh, whoa, she didn't hesitate there. No. Okay. So I was a little uptight, little OCD, little purge, you know, patriot.
I mean, at least you admit it.
Okay, what was the stupidest thing in the move?
There are just too many to choose from. Probably packing things for the apartment and then for the house. Like having to separate them and choose what we really needed.
So daughter number two, Taryn, what is Jaylen referring to with that? What did we do? How did we move with?
Well, you had these very organized labels, and you basically had two different colors and then needed to circle which room of the house or apartment is going into, what number the box was, and then if it was going to the apartment or house/storage. So we did that for 200 boxes at least. By the end of it, we just stopped doing it.
Yes. Marie, do you remember the weight that registered for our house when they loaded the trucks?
12,000.
12,000 pounds of junk. Yeah.
Yep.
And so we're now temporarily in a 2-bedroom apartment, and I'm actually quite at peace with it. And I'm wondering why we've got the silly boxes in the storage in the laundry room as it is. I'm like, we don't even need those. It's liberating.
Well, you should see her face right now.
That's why I'm 8 hours away doing this interview. mm-hmm. Okay. Coming up on a 10-minute mark, roughly, and I just wanted any big life changes since moving to the Miller clan here, and Dania, to you who's listening to this, I want you to keep us honest. So, life changing moments so far hitting us.
I have come to recognize the need for a
pool. We'll enjoy it now, boy. This is for those of you listening, ladies and gentlemen, this is nothing but a frontal assault on my planning to provide for my family. And this just piles on and you see what I'm dealing with, folks. Okay. Love you. Love you, dear. Okay. Jaylen, yes, life changing moment for you.
Probably being away from Cameron. Aww,
Cameron is child number 4. Jaylen's twin brother. Yes. We'll have to rope.
Job number 3 technically.
We're going to rope his perspectives into this podcast episode as I approach.
Yes. It is very lonely and boring. Oh,
okay. Cameron, when.
I mean, no offense to you and Mama.
I know. But... you got 24/7 with Mamacita. So, any case. Yes. Okay. Taryn. What have you observed that you think is a life-changing thing for us? What would you wager to bet?
Oh, man.
It's a good question, isn't it?
Well, I think it is life-changing that you guys basically left all that you knew in Michigan with all your grocery stores that you have been going to for the last 15 years. Not for you, but like mom's like haircut person. Oh. And like Dennis place, but then also like, our best friends, like the Whites, because we love them an extra lot. And then also, your church and all your people that you know there with small group and everything. So I think that is pretty life changing.
We left like, good neighbors, Francoise and the Blushes and folks around us.
Exactly.
Friendships that we've got there. Yeah, you got to start over. Right. That's stressful. That's stressful. That is really stressful.
It is.
Okay, Dania.
But it's also beautiful.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Cut you off, Taryn.
Oh, no, she's good. She was just saying it's also a beautiful thing because you do get a chance to start over knowing that you still have all those things waiting for you back home.
So, Dania, finally, you get to close out this segment. Ooh.
Wow. Lucky you.
One single piece of advice to your dear friend Marie, who's there in your household as you encourage her to weather this transition.
As you're going into a place where you don't know anybody, you have to step out of your comfort zone and find a couple people to make friends. So whether it's with church or community organizations or volunteering or whatever, a new job, all those things, because if you don't have someone you feel like you can go to lunch with, that's hard. You don't have to do it. You just need
to know that you have options. Got it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Wow. She was speaking right to your heart there, Marie Miller.
Wow. Yeah.
Straight. Yeah. All right. Well, girl power, woman power, wisdom power.
Girl power.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Beyond My Day Job. And
thank you for the opportunity. I'll
send you the payment, in the mail shortly. Yes.
New couch. New
yes. Got to go now, folks. Okay. Cheers.
All right. So I want to wind down and share a couple things that we've noticed since moving. By the way, my two eldest, Taryn and Brett, have both been here with us within the first 3 weeks. They both had a chance to come out and spend time with us. Taryn actually helped us during the move and went back. And then my son came down over the 4th of July, and Brett was able to spend a long weekend with us, which was good. So felt like family still, but just family in a different location and spot. Here's what I've noticed. One, people are super friendly. I have been welcomed, greeted at work. I have been told many times at the office, hey, welcome to North Carolina. Hey, If you and your wife want to come over for dinner, happy to host you. Hey, if you have questions about areas to visit, et cetera, places to shop, good places for groceries, you know, here's place for vegetables versus this grocery store is better for meats and whatnot. So very unsolicited warmth that we've had. So that's been nice. Number two, I miss the cloud cover. I'm going to complain a little bit prematurely, but holy smokes, it's nothing but mid 90 degrees and hot. I knew it was hot. I knew it. So I say I'm complaining. I'm not, but I just miss a little bit of cooling down during the day. Just a little bit of cloud cover would be awesome. But ask me if we weather our first hurricane down here and see what I'm saying then. So, but right now, enough of the sun. So we'll visit that later this year. Thirdly, churches here are big, and churches here don't always have the person who's giving the sermon or the message there in the room with you. They're actually being broadcast from another location, and that's different to us. So is what it is. Just listen for, you know, a good message, and things are, you know, adding to our belief and conviction. And sorry if I'm offending anyone there, but we look to still be grounded with our faith and be with those around us that reinforce that. But it's really different looking at a big projection screen and knowing that someone might be, you know, across town actually delivering that message and they're not in the church there with you. But it still feels good just because the relationships that we're looking forward to having there. I will say also, I see a lot of other license plates from other states, Pennsylvania, Florida. Maybe it's just the visitations perhaps that are taking place, but I'm looking at residents in the apartment complex that we're at, and I can tell a lot of people have been from other locations. I met some guy who was retired. That's the choo-choo train that is nearby, literally rattling the floor. We're probably 200 yards away from a Amtrak and cargo rail system that's on the other side of the property. So you got a little taste of that noise. Any case, I met a retired New York policeman who moved down here with his mom, and a lot of people like it's known to be. It's a pretty cosmopolitan area. I think it's about it, really. So, you know, I can't underscore in terms of anyone else looking at the preparation for moving. Purge, and purge some more. And buy Rubbermaid bins if you can, because if you have to put things in storage, the vermins and critters, oh, which reminds me, they will eat through the cardboard boxes. So Rubbermaid bins are preferred. By the way, we moved into an area which absolutely does have poisonous snakes, poisonous spiders, black widows, brown recluse spiders, I've heard. So I'm starting to get paranoid. I'm actually checking my shoes in the morning when I put them on to make sure something hasn't crawled in there. It's not like we live in Australia and, you know, you got Gigantor, you know, bugs there, but that's a habit people have talked about. It's like, check your boxes, check dark places before you put your fingers or feet in them. So that's a new habit. I don't know how the rest of my family's rolling with it, but it's starting to freak me out. So I'm just got to get used to it. The whole finding a new doctor, new dentist, best grocery store, whatnot, all of that, we haven't even started. Again, we're only about a month into this, but I really dread that part. So we just got to do it, but haven't done it. I don't even know where you go to get new vehicle registration tabs and driver's license and all that stuff. So that's coming around the corner too. So with that in mind, hopefully you've got a little bit of a slice of life from my family in terms of a project that took a considerable amount of planning. Super grateful to all of our friends and family in Michigan that we left. We had the knucklehead audacity to pull off throwing a graduation party in the midst of our move up there. So our twins, as I mentioned, graduated from high school, and we said, well, we need to, like, their older brother and sister, and they had we call it an open house up north, and We threw that in the midst of all of our packing and such. So that was a little chaotic. So we survived. And I would encourage anyone who's thinking about doing it or going through it, just have a big plan. There was a key date that my wife and I had to look each other in the eye and say, at which date will we not go past that we will finally call the donation or charity organizations to come pick up valuable furniture that we just couldn't sell. And that was a tough date because I did not want to pass it because I was not going to let it be loaded into the moving truck. So that was one of those decision points that you kind of got to get real with yourself because you have to give yourself lead time to get the rest of the stuff, you know, prioritized for a move. So that was kind of memorable. In any case, thanks for listening to me ramble here. My name is Lonnie Miller, and this is another episode, beginning of season 3 of Beyond My Day Job. I'm looking forward to finding some new friends and acquaintances down here and see what other kind of crazy high-effort hobbies I can identify. Hope you've enjoyed. I hope you've learned a little bit about what it's like to get ready and what people feel and think on the receiving end when you move across multiple states. So more to come. Thanks for listening.